The dedication celebrates Ogoni's charge, an offensive against Confederate forces at Springfield in October of 1861. Greg Wool coordinates history programs for the Missouri Humanities Council. He says it was the first cavalry charge of the Civil War, led by a Hungarian-born Union major, Charles Ogoni. He says Ogoni was part of a larger force to capture Springfield, which was in Confederate hands after the Battle of Wilson's Creek in August of 1861. Ogoni's cavalry rode ahead to attack secessionist forces.
He sent a troop, several troops of cavalry, actually, to Springfield, and they found the people guarding the town, and they attacked them over there by Ogoni Park.
The attack was a Union success, and the Confederate forces scattered with minimal losses for Ogoni's troops. Though this was a victory for the Union, the secessionists were not a significant force to begin with. Nevertheless, his charge inspired Unionists throughout the country, especially in the wake of their string of defeats in 1861.
Certainly in the national press, Union cavalry who made the charge were celebrated for a tremendous victory.
The Springfield Green County Park Board is dedicating a monument to Ogoni. The monument has actually existed since 1931, first commissioned by the University Club. Jenny Filmer Edwards, a spokeswoman for the Park Board, says that monument has been moved to several locations around Springfield. Now it will rest in the park that bears his name.
Concurrently, the Neighborhood Association also had an idea to relocate it to Ogoni Park, and it seemed to make sense to everyone that that is the appropriate place for a Civil War historical marker.
The ceremony will take place on Friday at 4 at Ogoni Park, which is located at 720 South Park Avenue. That's just south of Mount Vernon Street and west of Kansas Expressway. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.